Professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email PR@WRCT.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they coughed or sneezed or been out.
Mary. All I want for Christmas is this one kiss. What is it?
WRCT Pittsburgh.
'Twas the black before Christmas.
mamacita. of Motown Records. I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listening to Woundlicker with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Thank you. Oh, ho, ho, ho. It is cold out there. Yeah, it's beginning to look a lot like, you know what? Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, pasts. Well, actually, not much snow around here. It is bitterly cold, though. I think it's like, well, depending on where you live, it may not be that impressive, but it's about 20 degrees outside. Yeah. And welcome. This is your host, the ghost of Christmas's past. And this is the installment I like to call the Light Years Before Christmas. And so I'm just, you know, there's just a lot of stuff here to unpack. I love Christmas. I really, truly love Christmas. And the show today features a spectrum of Christmas songs. Everything from, you know, annoying crap to really sweet, joyous, wonderful things that I hope will get you all in a holiday mood. And, well, I want you to consider the bulbs today for this show. The Light Years Before Christmas refers to Christmas bulbs, holiday bulbs, holiday lights. And also maybe the years being, at least in your memory, lighter in the sense of, oh, I don't know, maybe not so burdensome with world issues and personal issues and, I don't know, you know, you've gotten older, you're not that little kid anymore, mom and dad or significant parental guardian isn't entreating your ears with tales of Santa Claus or St. Nicholas or anything that has to do with the upcoming holiday season, as far as possibility, the strong possibility of presents. Yeah, presents. And so, you know, now that you're kind of semi-wrinkly or, you know, just looking unkempt and, you know, it's such a difference from when you were a young lad or lassie. But I hope in your heart, remember all the movies and all the TV specials about Christmas. Christmas should be in your heart. And I'm not being facetious, really. I mean, what I have noticed in my own particular experiential coursing through today's civilization and milieu in America and in Pittsburgh, PA, is how compassion has become such a, I don't know, I'm not going to say rarity, but there's not really that many active acts of compassion that I've witnessed, at least publicly. I know privately. I mean, good people are always around, and I hope good people are very much around in your life. They are in mine. But I think as our society and, well, I don't want to wax like this because it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time, and I want you to relax and have a great experience. You know, conjure up some ho-ho brews and spike them with Kahlua or what's the other one that I, well, there's another one I really like. I can't remember, but I remember my wife would create this hot chocolate concoction with this special liqueur after I would work so heavily, shoveling heavy, heavy snow. It was just wonderful. That, my friends, and grilled cheese sandwiches and good tomato soup. Oh my gosh, that's a great memory around this time. Anyway, enough yakking. I've got an announcement to make for you too a little bit later, but right now I just want you to enjoy.
rest you merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Jewry this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and to uncertain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Nobody knows. been down and blown their minds in toil and things down there aren't quite so square in toil and in toil.
The time for giving, we learned that from since we're small, but from year to year it's the same old thing. Santa's coming to call, we always ignore it or forget it. This we know it's true, so this coming Christmas let's all make an effort, get a present for Santa too. Let's trade in the old sleigh and the reindeer for a big car with a chauffeur, get a helicopter, because everybody loved their old Santa Claus. What a horrible place to pass. Why not open your window or your front door so Santa could bring his gifts? I find that climbing on a rooftop and coming through a chimney is a whole lot of stupidness. Move him from the North Pole, cause it's so cold. Give him an apartment with modern equipment. I made a butler, he deserved. Let us show our love to dear Santa Claus. Drinking their whiskey and rum, poor Santa ain't getting on. And his jingle bells, there of Santa Claus, wearing the same old red clothes. We should be ashamed, we should be blamed, to treat Santa Claus like a brute. So let's chip in some dollars, take him to the tailors for a new continental suit. Take him out to a nightclub or a movie, get some fine chicks and give a party. It's time to chip in and do our share, to make sure he comes more than once a year.
Singing carols through the streets are ringing, all because it's Christmas once again. Lovers kiss in public shyly. It's Christmas once again. Little kitties' noses flapping on the window pane, peeping at the dollies and the shiny choo-choo train. Santa's hitching up his reindeer, got his bag packed tight. Everything is ready for the sleigh ride through the night. Christmas trees with lights are twinkling. Clouds,
their silver snowflakes sprinkling. All because it's Christmas once again. So here's a wish I keep repeating. Please accept.
I'm got you in my arms. Snowflake, yeah, pretty purple snowflake. For my baby and for me, ha ha ha. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? You bought all those good old presents. I love you, baby. Rest of my life. Merry Christmas, girl. Merry, merry, merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me?
Otis Redding song. I've loved it big time for a long time. And it's Merry Christmas, Baby. He goes, I love that, how he slides and how it goes down an octave. And, oh, it's great stuff. Anyway, Dr. Nomia with you. This is the special Christmas edition. And the installment title is The Light Years Before Christmas, and I want to focus. I kind of just rambled too much earlier, and you know, that's my want. I ramble, but I wanted to focus in, zero you in on Christmas illumination, Christmas lumen bulbs from your youth, and maybe if you're older, you remember how those big, like really big light bulbs that they would, my parents would, put on the Christmas trees. They were like, man, they were like big. They were like external hemorrhoids. They were like so big. And if one went bad, you screwed it out. You actually screwed it out and hoped that another one would work, and the thing wasn't shorted out. And you know, even with the lights, Christmas lights outside, for the longest time, those lights, those kinds of bulbous lights would signal Christmas time, holiday time, in a very nice and easy on the eye way. But now with LED lights, I mean, it's like retina scarring stuff. Really, I mean, you know, take it even further. And that is when you're driving, if you drive and you are passing very close to two-lane street, you're passing someone in the opposite direction with LED lights, it's blinding. It's It's blinding, man. I don't understand that. I don't understand why cars need to have laser abilities to penetrate your ocular nerves and cause some kind of, you know, image retention. Some, you know, where you just, you know, see stars, see lights. It's crazy. You know, it's like when you rub your eyes really hard and you start seeing like, you know, colors and you know, images that kind of hang in the air there. So I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It never used to be that way. Christmas never used to be that way. Anyway, let's continue. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spakhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to twist around and around. Ba 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 dip dip ding dee ding dee ding. Dip, dip, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Whatever happened to my abominable snowman, this?
Our snowballs, Igor.
Drying snowballs on Christmas.
And drying more snowballs, Igor.
Yeah, spread the word around.
WRCT.